Yeah, here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition. Up before you bet right here on the Covers YouTube and X channels. Make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button while you're at it. If you guys want to participate in the show today, it is very easy to do so. Just hit up the live chat on YouTube and the live chat in X as well. Let us know what bets you are on tonight. Let us know what you like for these college tourneys in college hoops, conference tourneys in college hoops. I should say we're going to be all over both the NBA and NCAA on today's show. We are once again going rapid fire NBA right into college hoops. So that is enough small talk. Let's get right into the action. We're going to start things off in the NBA in Charlotte, where the Phoenix Suns are in 10. Total of 218 and a half for this one. Give me the under. These teams have combined to go under in 18 of 23 games since the All-Star break. 10 of Charlotte's last 11 games have actually stayed under this number of 218 and a half. We're seeing an emerging trend for Phoenix in the second game of a back-to-back where they've gone under in 7 of the last 8 games in this situation. I think we're going to see an improved defensive effort from them tonight after getting lit up last night versus the Celtics in Boston. And speaking of defense, do not sleep on Charlotte. Plenty of bright spots for their defense since the All-Star break. Yeah, the Hornets absolutely suck, but they're trying, especially on the defensive end. The problem is they suck offensively, which lines up pretty good for an under bet. But they're ninth in both defensive rating and points allowed since the All-Star break, ranking sixth in opponent EFG shooting percentage and fifth in opponent turnover percentage. Next up, let's go to Toronto, where the Orlando Magic are in town. I'm going to take Gary Harris to have over 1.5 threes, minus 110 on this one. So this has been a reliable spot for Harris. He's hit 2 or more threes in 8 of his last 10 games. And this is a good opponent to continue this pattern against. Toronto is allowing the most threes to opposing guards since the All-Star break. And pretty good value here. I think this one should probably be priced a little bit higher. The 1.5 is fair, but minus 110 seems like a bargain considering the amount of times he's gone over this number and the defensively challenged opponent here. So give me Harris over 1.5 threes. Next up, we're going down to New Orleans where the LA Clippers are in town, and I'm going to take the home team to cover as a -7 favorite. The Pelicans -7 over at Bet365. Best number I found this morning. So big advantage for the Pelicans on the defensive end. First versus 25th in defensive rating since the All-Star break. Expect success from three-point land for New Orleans. This is a matchup between the Pelicans, who are fourth in three-point percentage, versus the Clippers, who are 28th in opponent three-point percentage since the All-Star break. Now let's take a look at the game situation for each of these teams. New Orleans is a league best 16-8-1 against the spread following a loss. They're coming off an ugly loss on Wednesday at home to the Cavaliers. They lost by 21 points in that one. They've also been really good on their home court against the Clippers. They've covered in 7 of their last 8 home games against the Clippers. Now let's take a look at the game situation for LA. Third game in 4 nights for them. They picked up a win, a much-needed win in Chicago last night. A little beat up right now. So maybe the urgency won't fully be there for the Clippers. They also haven't been really good against good teams lately. Check out their recent game logs. Not very competitive against other playoff teams here. And let's wrap things up with a little bit of plus money. We're going to Utah where the Hawks are in town. I'm going to take Keontae George, one of John Mettler's favorites. I'm going to take him to have over 3.5 threes plus 140. George is coming in hot. 10 threes made in his last 2 games against some pretty solid defenses too in Boston and Denver. For what it's worth, he hit 4 in a game against the Hawks about 2 weeks ago. And this is a great opponent to go off against from 3-point land. Atlanta is getting torched from downtown against opposing guards. They're allowing the second most threes to guard since the All-Star break. And there's going to be a lot of shots to go around in this one here tonight. Look for an increased volume for him. Merkinen and Clarkson both out of the lineup. For the Jazz, he very well might be the number one option for Utah tonight. So plus 140, George to go over 3.5 threes. Very active chat here. Jay McHugh, Are you sure in the Suns? Am I sure on the under bet? Yeah, I absolutely am sure. I try to put a lot of thoughts into these. I research every game pretty extensively. So yeah, I do like the under there. No idea on the spread on that one. I will stay away from that. Of course, producer Dell in there. Not quite sure what he means by his chat there. Keegan Lamonte, I like it. Keaton George over his points, worth the sprinkle as well. Yeah, I think that was 18 and a half. He's had some really good games here this month, so I like that one as well. Dell, that is like the Jazz money line, plus 125. Yeah, not a bad look. And Joseph says, love your work, Joe. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate you. Okay, let's shift gears here over to college basketball. Let's cover the ACC semifinals going down tonight. Here to do it and break down his best bets for the two games, our guy Jason Logan. J-Lo, are you ready for March Madness?
Oh, I'm in the throes of March Madness, man. ACC tournament started on Tuesday, and I think I probably have about 8 hours collective sleep since that start of it, so... long and crazy days. I always say the conference tournaments is the real March Madness because there's so many games and you play in advance and play in advance and play in advance. So as in terms of us cranking out content and making predictive analysis stuff, that's madness.
Survive in advance, always a good appetizer for March Madness, these conference tourneys. Okay, so let's get into it here. We're going to start with number 4 ranked North Carolina. They're a 7.5-point favorite versus Pitt. Who do you like to cover on this one?
Yeah, I bet this one last night when it opened. North Carolina minus 6.5 was the low on this one. It's at 7.5 now. Some books at 8. This line is, it's wrong. It's wrong. Just look at Pitt. So Pitt closed as a 2-point underdog against Wake Forest yesterday in a game that was not as close as the 81-69 final will tell you. They almost collapsed against Wake. Wake came back, made it very, very close towards the end, and Pitt was able to score some foul shots and stuff at the end of that game. But they were 2-point underdogs to Wake. So they opened plus 6.5 to UNC. We're saying that North Carolina is only 4.5 better than the Demon Deacons. It's not right. And even with this one running up to 8, I still think the ceiling is higher for UNC. This is such a good team in such a bad conference. And I was saying off camera, making the comparisons to them and like Gonzaga. Gonzaga at the top of the WCC and then everyone else kind of below them. There's a massive gap. This is a top 4, top 5 team in the country right now overall, pushing for a number 1 seed. And this is why I also like North Carolina to get it done, you know, with against the spread here. They have to not only win the ACC tournament, but win it in big time style to bump Tennessee out of a potential number 1 seed for the big dance. They laid it on thick against Florida State yesterday. They were up 27, still had starters on the floor with about 5 minutes left. And then when they bring in their bench, I mean, we're still talking about North Carolina bench players here, which are probably going to be starters on every other team out there. This is the toughest defense Pitt has faced since facing UNC back in early January. They lost that game 70-57 at home. And I think this is completely wrong. I've laddered this game as well, too, with alternative spreads. But North Carolina minus 7.5 to me just seems like a gift. This line just seems so wrong.
Will and nicely in agreement. He says, yeah, I love this. UNC is rolling. They going to dominate these next two games. Yeah, we shall see. Get some good momentum going ahead of the real tournament here, which starts next week. Okay, ACC semis, game number 2, NC State, Virginia. Total 121. You think we're going to see another classic low-scoring Virginia game or what?
I mean, it'll be low-scoring, but maybe not this low-scoring. This is a really, really low total, to tell you the truth. There's only been – this is the 7th total of 121 or less this season. Virginia, no surprise, has been involved in 3 of those games. And we look at Virginia in games with totals of 124 or less. They've actually gone 5-1 over-under in those games. And they've shown some value to the over because their totals are ticking so further down here over the last few weeks. They've been able to produce some over results. This total here gets ticked down, and it's a little too low because of what we saw against Boston College last night. BC was playing its 3rd game in 3 days. Not a great offense to begin with. They only went to the foul line 4 times, Joe. Just 4 times. That's not a lot of scoring with the clock stopped. Which is perfect for underbettors. And that game went into overtime and still went under, which is saying a lot. But right now, the Wolfpack playing at a very high level offensively. Sure, they've played. This is going to be their 4th game in 3 days for them. but they're getting it from everyone. They've been able to have some blowouts where they're resting players. They had five guys scoring double figures against Duke last night. And Duke, just behind Virginia, basically neck and neck with Virginia in terms of a lot of defensive metrics in the ACC. Virginia does play a little slower pace, but we saw NC State actually score 76 points against UVA earlier this season. That tied the most amount of points allowed by the Cavs in ACC play this year. I don't know if it's going to be a shootout by any means, but I think NC State is playing at a much quicker pace. They're playing at a much higher level. This is kind of a nod towards NC State with this game going over. I just expect this one to go over what is a really, really low total at 121.
Okay, there we go. Two bets for the ACC semis. We'll do it for J-Lo today, but he's going to be right back with us on Monday. Of course, Selection Sunday is on Sunday. We're going to have our official covers, March Madness betting preview. We're going to have both him and Rowan talking some futures bets, maybe some early looks for the play-ins and some round one games, some general betting tips and whatnot. So we're going to be covering all of that on Monday. So J-Lo, thanks for joining. Best of luck with your bets, and we'll catch you on Monday.
That's right. No sleep. This is the best time of year, baby.
Yeah, this is the time. Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
All right. In and out just like that. 11 minutes here today covering the NBA and college hoops. But we're coming back in a big way on Monday. John Mettler will be back to cover the NBA with myself. And like I said, we're going to have our big March Madness betting preview. We're going to be all over March Madness. We're going to be having shows next Thursday and Friday, of course, and through the weekend. Shows will obviously be a little bit earlier on those days as well. I think we're going to be going at 10 Eastern. So, we'll keep you in the loop on that. But yeah, we're going to be all over it. Covers is going to be the number one destination for betting coverage when it comes to March Madness. So make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel so you don't miss a damn thing. Also, guys, if you're watching on X right now, our numbers are doing really well on X the past couple weeks here. Don't be shy. Hit up the live chat there. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what bets you like. Let us know what you like for Major League Baseball. We're going to be all over that, too. That starts in, what, about 2 weeks here? So the show is about to get a lot bigger here. And I absolutely cannot wait for baseball season to get going. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs right around the corner. NFL draft, a lot going on right now. So we will leave it at that. I'm going to hop into the weekend here. I got to bring my kids swimming. That should be an absolute blast. I'm sure if any dads have ever brought their kids to the public pool for a public swim, you can relate to my sarcasm there. Dell, UFC 300 going down as well. Whalen Nicely cannot wait for opening day. Yeah, it's an awesome time to be a bit of a sports fan. You always have that little bit of a lull after the Super Bowl goes into the NBA All-Star dog shit, which is complete nonsense, but things are really ramping up. Kentucky Derby, not a big horse racing guy, but I watch the Derby every year. That's an absolute blast. So yeah, covering everything that there's to cover in the world of sports betting here at Covers. Thank you guys very much for tuning into today's show. Best of luck with your bets here tonight and through the weekend. We will catch you again on Monday.